on the originating station, VK4WIA. This is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. In progressing the Emergency Communications Training Program, the Wireless Institute has suggested a name for the program. In keeping with the name of a previous Army wireless network, the acronym of RAVEN is suggested. Already, reaction has been experienced as the last letter stands for network. Some of the adherents of the existing WISN groups are worried that this might suggest the Institute is preparing to displace WISN. Here it seems to me that the Institute has always been extremely clear that the intention has been to provide the community with suitably trained amateurs to help in emergency and support those volunteers with training, accreditation and insurance. The Institute has specifically stated it does not intend to replace WISN. What we need to do is make sure of our facts. Otherwise, we end up with just a crow and not a raven. Our radio spectrum is vast and precious commodity, and to restate an old axiom, it's up to the amateurs to use it or lose it. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Ingham and far north Queensland, it can be heard on 7070 kHz following the WIA national news at 9 a.m. local time Sunday mornings. I'm Felix Shuri, VK4FUQ.
G'day again from far north Queensland, where the wet season is finally drawing to a close and the cooler days are starting. This is Dale, VK4DMC for the Tablelands Radio and Electronics Club, TREC in far north Queensland. At the April TREC meeting, Ron Goodyew, VK4EMF, gave an update on the historical radio station X-Ray Quebec Alpha, which will be on permanent display at the Mareeba Heritage Museum on the Atherton Tablelands. Ron has been instrumental in acquiring and setting up this fascinating display of the first licensed Queensland amateur radio station, a spark gap station, that was operated by Marcus Brims in Mareeba in 1914. It is believed that the station is basically still in operational condition. Last weekend, TREC members provided communications and checkpoint manning for the Far North Endurance Riders in the Wandecla region on the Atherton Tablelands. A great day out in the bush was had by all. The 2011 get-together of North Queensland and Far North Queensland amateurs that was to be held over the Queen's birthday weekend has been cancelled due to damage caused by Cyclone Yasi to the Carramine Beach area in February this year. Well, that's your lot for this week. Visit the revamped TREC website at www.treclub.org.au for club information, and you can also download the latest monthly club news in TREC News. Past issues are also available on the site. This has been Dale, VK4DMC. Travel well.
Q News. We've reported. You decide.